God bless you, brethren. Wherever you are at this time, I pray that Almighty God will bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Before we go on to have our word of exhortation at this time, I would like us to have a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that everyone that is going to listen to our voice at this time, let such one be blessed and be sanctified in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, we are going to read from the book of 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 2 to 4. He said, "And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, Thy handmaid had not anything in the house, save a pot of oil. Then he said, Go, borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few. Verse 4. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon the sons, upon thy sons, and shall pour out into all those vessels. Thou shalt set aside that which is full." So based on the scripture we have read, I want to caption our sharing this hour on the topic that says, the cruise shall not cease. The cruise shall not cease. So if we look at the story of Elisha and this woman in the book of 2 Kings chapter 4 from verse 1 to 7, we will see that this is a timeless message about God's inexhaustible supply and the necessity of empty cleanliness and a prepared vessel for the flow of divine anointing of God. So if we check about this word, the cruise, in the Hebrew word, this word cruise is called sapakat. And this sapakat simply means a small jar or a container for precious oil. So what does it mean spiritually? What it means spiritually, it means capacity, it means readiness. So it simply means for you to be a vessel God is going to fill with his Holy Ghost. You must have a spiritual capacity. You must be ready for God to fill you. And for you to be ready, it simply means that your vessel, which God is going to be filled, must not be used by any powers of darkness. It must not be contaminated by the things of the world. It simply means it must not be mixed with any kinds of old nature. Old nature of sin must not touch this particular cruise. So you as a believer, you represent this cruise where the anointing of God need to flow. You are the vessel, the servants of God, the believers represent this cruise. They are the jar, they are the container that carries God's anointing. So this simply means that God's command and the provisions are consistent. God's command and the provisions are consistent as long as the vessel keep coming, as long as the vessel keep being empty and pure. You as a vessel of the Lord, you are not containing, you don't contain any defiled nature inside you. Inside you as a vessel of the Lord, you are purified, you are sanctified. Thereby, the anointing of the Lord will be flowing inside you. So as long as your vessel is not contaminated, there is a guarantee that the anointing of God will keep on flowing in your life. So when we stop presenting our vessel as a clean vessel, as an uncontaminated vessel, then the flow of the anointing will cease. But I want you to understand, on the side of God, God has no problem with filling us. We are the one that always have problem for God's filling. Because when we defile our nature, when our vessel, when our cruise is contaminated, God will not be able to fill us. God on his part is not empty. God does not lack anointing. We are the one that is not available for God to anoint us. So there's another thing we also saw from that particular scripture in the 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 3 to 4. So another thing we saw there, we also saw the thus says the Lord, where the prophet of God, Elisha, said that go and borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels, Do not gather just a few. He said, go and get any kinds of vessel from all your neighbors, but don't gather a few. Make sure you gather enough vessel for the filling, because the anointing to fill the vessel is available. So what do we learn from here? It simply means that the word of the Lord is the foundation of every divine action. So this spoken word came by thus says the Lord. And as long as it is thus says the Lord, there is no power of darkness. There is no forces of darkness that will be able to stop the fulfillment of that promise. So the word of the Lord is the foundation of every divine action. So when we align with God's word, the flow of the Spirit becomes unstoppable. When we align with God's word, the flow of the Spirit becomes unstoppable. So many believers pray for revival. Many believers pray for revival today, but they don't actually align their lives to the clear instruction of the scripture. We are praying for revival. We want God to come and revive us, but we don't align our life to the instructions of the scripture. So faith without obedience leads to stagnation. Faith without obedience to the word of the Lord will actually lead to stagnation. Now, there is another point we saw from that scripture. It said the vessels must be empty and clean. The vessel must be empty and clean. So the word empty here in the Greek word is called kenos, which means completely void. The vessel of your heart must be emptied of self. You must empty yourself. You must empty yourself from the spirit of pride. You must empty yourself from old doctrines, all the things you have learned all the years that does not rhyme with the scripture. You must empty yourself so that we will allow the Holy Spirit to fill us and able to teach us. So we can see that when he said that, borrow the vessels. Make sure that these vessels are clean. Make sure that these vessels are empty. So when he's talking about cleanliness, he's talking about purity. He's talking about undefiled nature. Because God will not pour his Holy Spirit into a contaminated vessel. God will never pour his Holy Spirit into a contaminated vessel. We can also read from the book of Matthew chapter 9 verse 17. Now, another scripture I would like us also to review. Because of time, I will not be reading all of them, but I will just give it out so that you can also read on your own time. Another scripture here we are also going to review is the book of Mark chapter 2 verse 22. So here we found out that God pours a new wine in a new wine, in a new wine skin, not into old wine skin. God promised that Jesus was speaking in Mark chapter 2 verse 22 that a new wine supposed to enter into a new wine skin, not a new wine into old wine skin, to avoid the contamination. So if we need the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, our vessel, the cruse, must be empty of pride, must be empty of self, must be clean and purified, must be uncontaminated before the Almighty God will be able to fill us with a new wine. So that's what I want you to understand there. So there's another thing I would like you to understand. Let's look at the case study we saw in the life of the disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ. When Jesus wanted to pour his Holy Spirit upon them, he sent them to the upper room. We saw that in the book of Acts chapter 2 from verse 1 to 4. So they waited in the upper room up to 10 days. Why? Because they need to be reconciled. God wants them to be in one accord. So in the first day, they are not in one accord. The second day, they are not in one accord until the 10th day. So when he reached the 10th day, the Almighty God found out that they have agreed. The Bible recorded, he said, when the Holy Spirit come upon them, they are now in one accord. So they waited for 10 days to be purged. to be purged of their old self and embrace unity and holiness. So they waited from day one to the 10th day. So God was able to see that this, his disciples, have been fully purged and sanctified, and they were able to embrace unity. That's why the Bible said that when the day of the Holy Ghost was fully come, that they were in one accord. So we need to be in one accord. Our spirit, soul, and body has to agree before the outpouring will able to take place. So the delay was not from heaven, but the delay was from them, because there was no agreement. Their spirit, soul, and body was not agreed from day one to day nine, but until the tenth day, then God was able to confirm that agreement. Their spirit have agreed with their body and with their soul. Then he has to descend down to outpour his Holy Spirit upon them. So the delay of the outpouring did not come from the Lord, but rather from the disciples, because the disciples must be agreed. Their spirit must agree with the body. The body must agree with the soul before the outpouring will able to take place. So we can also see another case study in the life of Colenus, in the house of Colenus. That is in Acts of Apostles chapter 10 from verse 44. So we saw that the Holy Spirit fell upon them immediately while Peter and the rest of the apostles were preaching to them in their house. So immediately their spirit, soul, and body came into agreement. God released the outpouring. So God did not delay for one day. He did not delay for 2 days. He did not delay for 3 days before he could release the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the house of Colenus. So what is God trying to let us to know? He's trying to let us to know that if our vessel must receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, we must be able to submit our spirit, soul, and body into the obedience of the word of God before we can receive the adequate outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We also have another case study in the book of Acts chapter 19 from verse 6. We saw when Paul met a certain disciple in the city of Ephesus, there were 12 disciples, 12 evangelists. And when Paul preached to them and they accepted the gospel, and Paul got them baptized, and immediately when he laid his hands upon them in verse 6, the power of the Holy Spirit rested upon them. God did not wait for them to spend another day or 2 days or 3 days or to stay for another 10 days before he was able to pour the Holy Spirit. So he released the Holy Spirit. So there is something God is looking for in the life of every believer. That is agreement. Agreement of the body to the spirit, agreement of the spirit with the soul. So all these three elements of human body must agree to the word of God. We must able to submit to the word of God before the Lord will ever to release the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So if we are not receiving the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, it simply means there are disagreements that is going on in our individual life. Perhaps our spirit is not agreeing with our soul. Perhaps our spirit agrees, but our body and body senses, our five senses, are not ready to submit itself to the authority of the word of God. And when that is not done, there is no way the Lord will release the outpouring upon the life of that particular vessel. The cruise will never produce oil. But if the body, the five senses, is ready to submit to the word of the Lord, as the spirit has already submitted and as the soul have also agreed. So when these three components come into one accord, there will be an automatic outpouring. That is what we saw in the house of Colenus, and that's what we saw in the life of these 12 disciples in the book of Acts chapter 19 verse 6. So we can also see that the problem is not from God. The problem of pouring the Holy Spirit is not from God, but rather it is from us. Why? Because of our unwillingness, because of our unreadiness. But on the side of God, God is always ready to pour his oil upon our life, because God has an unlimited supply of oil, unlimited supply of the Holy Spirit. So God has it. So he is waiting for I and you, for us to be ready for the outpouring. There's another thing we saw in the book of 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 6. It said, and it came to pass, when the vessel were full, that she said to her son, bring me another vessel. And he said to her, there is not another vessel. So the oil ceased. So we can see that the cruise did not stop because God ran out of oil. It stopped because there were no more vessels. So you can see that what can stop the move of God in our life is excuses. So the prophet said, bring more vessels. He said, there is no more excuses. And immediately he said, there is no more vessel. That is out of giving excuses. And immediately that excuses was given, the anointing stops. So excuses such as, I have no time, I am not worthy to receive it, I am too busy, this can actually become a spiritually roadblock to the flow of the Holy Spirit. So our excuses we normally give to God, either by speaking it or by nursing it in our individual mind, that can actually bring a spiritual roadblock to the flow of the Spirit. So these are some of the things we would have considered, or we should consider, as the children of God when we want the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Because the Bible says that the cruise shall not cease. The cruise shall not cease as long as we are available for God to use us, even in the field of evangelical missions. As long as we have the capacity to contain the oil, and we are sanctified, we are pure, we are clean, we are uncontaminated, the flow of the Holy Spirit will continue to flow in our life. There's another thing we'll also look at. We see capacity building for you to have the continuous inflow of the Holy Spirit. We must be able to have a capacity building. Just as the widow gathered vessels, the evangelist, the churches must create capacity through training the young believers, mentoring them, equipping believers to receive and to carry the anointing or the passion for soul winning. So capacity building, we must have the zeal, we must be able to teach young believers to develop capacity by way of sanctifying their vessel, by way of purifying their vessel, by way of staying away from sin. There's another thing we're also going to look into. If we must be a vessel the Lord will release his Holy Spirit upon, and also use us as a vessel of honor to walk in his field, we must also be ready. When we purify ourselves, we must be ready to be used. So workers in the mission field must purge themselves of pride. We must purge ourselves from any kinds of religious bias. We must be able to focus our mind on what is the heartbeat of God. So when we focus our mind on what is the heartbeat of God, we begin to see that the cruise will never cease. So there is another thing, like I've explained earlier, that we saw unity in the upper room. In that upper room, there was unity. And immediately the disciples reached to that level of unity. The power of the Holy Ghost came down. So for us to keep on to flow with the power of the Holy Spirit in our individual ministries, in our individual missions, we must be able to cultivate the attitude of unity, the attitude of agreement, the attitude of love. So immediately these disciples reached to that level of purging themselves from every filthiness, purging themselves from every contamination. the power of the Holy Ghost came down. There's another thing that will also make the power, the Holy Ghost, to continue to flow in our life and in our ministry, and that is consistency. Consistency. So as long as the vessel kept coming, as long as the vessel kept coming, the oil flowed. As long as the vessel kept coming, the oil never ceased. So strategic evangelism requires continual yielding. Strategic evangelism requires continual yielding, prayer, obedience to keep the oil flowing, to keep the oil afresh, to keep the oil flowing. But immediately you stop to do what God wants you to do, the anointing will cease, because anointing is given for work. The Holy Spirit is not given to you to go and hibernate with it, to keep it in your fridge or to keep it in your heart and say that I have the Holy Spirit. So the evidence of the Holy Spirit is what is the fruit the Holy Spirit is bringing. So if the Holy Spirit is not bringing any fruit, you need to check what you think you have, because you cannot have the Holy Spirit without the Holy Spirit bringing forth the fruit. So Holy Spirit is giving for work. Holy Spirit is not given for fancy. Holy Spirit is not given only to preserve you. It is given so that you can go out there to win other souls for Christ. Praise the Lord. So with this little word of exhortation, we can also see that God has not stopped pouring out His Holy Spirit. God is still willing to pour out His Holy Spirit. So we have to keep on providing the vessels, our own life, or going out to preach out to people and able to teach them on how to purify their vessels so that they can present their vessels uncontaminated, so that the power of the Holy Spirit can be flowing in their life, which is the cruise, so that their cruise will never cease as long as we keep on keeping our vessel empty of sin, empty of the things of the world, passion and the lust and the desires of the things of the world, as long as we make sure that we empty our vessels out of all these things of the world, make sure that our cruise is clean, make sure that our cruise is available, so that we will be able to prepare our hearts. We prepare all those who are looking unto us, so that our life will be worthy of the gospel. You will see that the cruise will never cease. So as we abide by this little instruction, I pray that the Almighty God will bless each every one of us in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you for all the people that is going to hear and listen to this little word of exhortation. I pray that you will purge their vessels, purge their crews, purge, oh God, their heart, purge their spirit, soul, and body, so that they will receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Because you are always ready to pour your Holy Ghost upon your children, so that we can go out there to function, so that we can go out there to continue to do what you want us to do. And I pray that the anointing of the Holy Ghost will descend down to sanctify your children, so that we will not cease in making provision of these vessels, that you are ever ready, that you are ever ready to pour the anointing upon these vessels. Thank you, wonderful Father, for answering our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.